Special one-time message from Wonder in Reality. This is Jim, and it's about how we view Jesus Christ and how we view some major truths and really spiritual debates about certain truths in the Bible and about how God relates to man. I recall seeing a poster in the office of someone who is in ministry. This poster had a message on it about Jesus Christ. Now, bear with me here. Please know that everything that I'm going to present in this short message is holy and sacred. Everything's important. Eternally important. And again, holy and sacred, and everything is true. So I don't take any of this lightly. And so hear me out here. It's kind of funny. There's a comedian who has in his act, he talks about when somebody says, "Hear me out. Now hear me out. You know something bad's coming." Hear me out now. We're going to lower you by your ankles into this well, and so on and so forth. It's Kevin Nealon. He's a funny comedian. But this is in all seriousness. The poster in this office, the message was basically presenting that Jesus Christ was the lowly, suffering, sacrificing servant who... If you just read this poster, you would think that he didn't accomplish much, which is totally wrong. But the message said, basically, as I recall, it said, "My Savior was born in a manger. There was no room in the inn for him, to a childless couple." I'm kind of just presenting things. This is not all exactly what it said, but it's the main things. And he was born to a carpenter in a small town in Israel. And he grew up a carpenter's son, and he was in ministry for 3 years. He did not have a place to lay his head. He did not have a home. And he had only 12 disciples. One of them betrayed him. I remember it said that specifically. And he died on a cross and was rejected and hated. And that's holy and sacred. Again, Jesus' sacrifice and dying for us, it's the greatest thing in the history of mankind. It's God's, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish." It's the sacrifice of Jesus. Forever we will be grateful. So that is so true, and I'm not at all making any kind of negative, speaking in any way negative about this, but I want to make a point. It's an important point, I think, because Jesus Christ, there's a whole nother way to look at Jesus Christ, the actual life of Jesus Christ on the earth. There's a poster could be made that said, that says this, things like this. When Jesus Christ, when my Savior was born, you know, first, everything that happened in Jesus Christ was a fulfillment of God's plan and script and specific scripture, that God planned it all this way. Everything in his life was planned before the foundation of the world. God Almighty, our great and awesome God, planned it exactly the way it happened. More than 330 scriptures were fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Old Testament scriptures. It's incredible. My Savior was, when he was born, wise men came from the east and brought riches. Riches, we don't know how much wealth that they gave to the family of Jesus Christ. Of Jesus. His name was not Jesus Christ until he was anointed. We don't know. It doesn't say how much. And it doesn't say how many wise men. There's a legend has grown that it was three, but it never says that in the Bible. It may have been two or more. It could have been 50 or 100 or 500. We don't know. It doesn't say. Remember that phrase. That's going to be a recurring phrase here. I want to add one last thing. When Jesus was born, it says the wise men came and brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, I'm not an expert on this. That was all a fulfillment of Scripture, as all of this is. But we don't know how much they gave. It was gold. There may have been enough wealth there for that family, Jesus' family, to be the richest family in town. We don't know. And we don't know how many wise men. So the point is, we're dealing with God Almighty. Glory to God forever. He's God Almighty. He created the universe. He created the human race. He sent Jesus Christ. And we should be in awe of this. Of all of this. And of Him. Amen. We should be filled with awe and wonder and faith and love and hope. Amen, amen. Jesus was a carpenter's son and grew up, was a carpenter in his work. Carpenters at that time were builders. And it was a high-end job and career. We don't know the wealth of the family. It doesn't say in the Bible. When Jesus was in ministry, there were people, specifically women, who provided for him provided for him financially. It says that in the Bible. We don't know how much, but he had everything provided for him. The disciples, he asked the disciples, when you went out, did you lack anything? They said no. Everything was provided for him, everything they needed. Jesus did not just have 12 disciples, he actually had 70. There were 70 more, I think it was 70 or 72. But in addition to the 12, there were 70. And then there were other disciples. We don't know how many. It doesn't say in the Bible how many more there were. But it specifically says in the Bible that there were more than the 12 and the 70. Let's say that's 82. There were more. We don't know how many. It may have been 2 or 3 or 500 or 1,000. So you see the pattern here, is that it depends on how we look at Jesus Christ. When, yes, Jesus died for us, and it's a holy sacred thing again, but remember Jesus said things like, I could call right now and my Father would send 12, I could call 12 legions of angels here. Did you know that that's 144,000 angels? That's incredible. That's beyond our human comprehension. 144,000 angels. One angel just puts a human being on their face. Remember the catch of fish, all the abundance that Jesus provided. Jesus, the coin for the taxes. Go to the fish and get the coin for the taxes. Put out your nets, even though they hadn't caught anything all night. Put out your nets. They said, well, okay, we will. 153 fish. Abundance. Super abundance. Super, super abundance. The healings. Giving sight to the blind, the deaf, hearing to the deaf, the crippled's walk. Healing the sick, the lame, those raising the dead. You know, priceless things. It's how we look at Jesus Christ. And it's the same thing with some deep truths that are big debates among people. Does God want us to be rich or poor or in the middle? Does God want to heal us or not? It's a big debate, and people, it's very, very contentious. People are on both sides of these issues, especially the healing. And it's And people can actually probably argue both sides based on scripture, like the rich and the poor. You know, people could argue that God wants us to be poor. Other people, they could argue that God wants us to be wealthy and prosperous. It's how we look at God and at Jesus Christ, and at it's how we look at Him and His truths and so forth. It's kind of like, I don't really love the phrase, you know, well, it's, you either see things as the glass half full or half empty. Well, I've never really liked that phrase, but there is truth to it, and it's the same thing in our walk with Jesus Christ. In fact, think about the parable of talents, one of the most important, a parable that's so important about the two types of people, the two results. You know, one, I think in the one I heard recently, the parable was a man was given five talents, another man two, and another man one. The first two, they traded and got more. But the third guy, you know, he said, I knew you to be an austere man, that you reap where you haven't sowed, so I buried the talent. And he said, out of your own mouth I will judge you, you wicked servant. So this servant was fearful, he was fault-finding, and lazy. And so we should really look at this, and we should take it seriously, that let's go and not, have faith and not be fault-finding. Let's praise the Lord. God is good. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. God is merciful. God is wonderful. He's glory to God forever. And let's not be lazy. Let's occupy. Let's stay busy. Thank you for listening to Wonder in Reality. This is Jim. Please visit our website, wonderreality.org. Check out our books, free materials, teachings. Thank you.